Welcome to the lab, and it's your lucky day, bitch, because you just got paired up with three of the rowdiest and most opinionated podcasters with PBE.
Power Bitch Energy.
And we're your lab partners.
And we're not your typical scientists.
Oh, no.
We're here to discuss and dissect life's hottest and juiciest topics. We're three best friends from New York City with completely different perspectives.
I'm Lou. Popstar is my middle name, but authentic is my first.
I'm Bix, a yogi with zero chill.
And I'm Brie, longtime hot mess, first time mommy.
Join us every Monday as we step out of reality and talk about things that don't really matter, but really matter the most.
So glad we got partnered up.
Gotta love them.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Lab Partners Podcast.
Yes, it's very serious this week.
Today is a little bit different, yes, a little bit more serious.
We broke up.
Yeah, basically the band is breaking up.
We just had a really big disagreement. No one loves each other anymore. And we had a departure.
Get past it.
We had a departure. Do you want to...
Well, we are no longer lab. We are LB.
Partners.
Lub partners.
Yeah.
We lost the A to our lab. We lost.
And we just figured the show must go on, you know?
I'm getting choked up just thinking about it. I can't believe it's over.
Thanks, guys, for being there.
It's gonna be really hard.
Thanks for being there through this amazing times.
Yeah. We're really just...
But also, really we're lab still. We're lab still. We're lab still. No, we had a scheduling issue.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
April Fools.
It was actually... Well, not now, but it was April Fools.
It would have worked if it was April Fools. A week ago.
Never mind.
Don't be upset. Don't get stressed. It was... For the first time in lab history, we just had a scheduling issue. It was as simple as that.
Yeah, it's going to be a crazy weekend, is a crazy week so far, so it's just, we had a scheduling issue, we were supposed to start a little earlier, things got crazy, things are wild, so it just couldn't work out, so we figured instead of not giving you an episode, we'll do one with just us two for now, just to give you guys content.
Just the two of us.
Right.
Yes.
So what...
We can make it if we try.
So apparently because of this, you had... So, okay, you've been holding on to what happened. So explain to you what happened while you're late.
Okay, so guys, about 2 hours ago, I was very, very much ready to begin my journey into prepping for recording. And my child would not go to sleep. I was at my mom's because I spent the day there for her birthday today. We had a great day. And I really...
Happy birthday, Dawn!
Yes, shout out to my mama. 56 years around the sun. She's killing it. So basically, to make a long story short, it ended up that we had to leave. I had to come home to record. So I texted the group chat. I was like, listen, guys, we got some options. Either you guys can go on without me or you guys got to just give me a little bit of time. I need like an hour to make it home. So I packed up my car. Lou was like, we'll wait for you. Don't worry about it. I got in the car. I'm on my way. And I don't know why, but my child, who ate plenty of food today, started not just like saying he was hungry, but whining and yelling in the back seat. Like, I'm hungry, mama. I'm hungry.
Aww.
He wouldn't stop. It was rough. So... I felt really bad. I was like, fine. Well, I'll run through. I saw Starbucks was open. So I saw the lights in the ahead of me. I'm like, okay, we'll go through the drive-thru. I ran through the drive-thru. I'm like, can I get a PB&J box? Which definitely highly recommend. Really great. I got to say, Starbucks is a ripoff. Usually $5 for this little box. It was great. It came with peanut butter jelly, carrots, apple. But here's my thing. They gave what is probably made for mostly a child a little ranch packet. That didn't have like a lid that clicks on and off. It was one that you had to peel.
Okay, so once you open, you know, going back.
That's it. That's it. You got that ranch open, you got to use that ranch.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the ranch out. But my son noticed and he was like, Mama, dip. I want dip. I want dip. So
I was just driving. Like, it's like, how can you do all that?
I can't do all that. Exactly. So I'm like, okay. So I literally pull over, put my hazards on, open the dip, turn around to hand it to him, and I drop the ranch dressing all over my car. It falls and completely splatters. There's ranch everywhere, and Antonio just goes, oh, how cool! It's like a shower! And I just went,
oh my god, so what'd you do?
I just went, it's not cool, Antonio, it's not cool at all. I like started flipping out. So now I'm on like the side of I-95. So I'm like, okay, I got it. This is not a safe place to get out of the car. So I had to drive like down the block, turn down a block. I mean, really into a parking lot. Now I'm in a parking lot. I have to dig through the baby bag. Of course, the wipes are all the way at the bottom. I'm pulling all his clothes. There's clothes all over the car. I get to the baby wipes. I start cleaning up the stuff. I'm cleaning up the baby wipes. I get it all cleaned up finally. There's very little dip left in the jar, but I gave the kid the jar dip.
I mean, at that point, it's, I mean, just fucking throw it around. I mean, might as well.
I mean, yeah, wipe your carrot along the fucking car door.
Just dump it. You know what I mean? Just dump it.
There's ranch fucking everywhere. Like, he didn't even need a cup to dip it in. And then I start driving and we get literally 5 minutes and Antonio starts going, Mama, I need to pee. I need to pee-pee. Oh. I need to pee-pee. And I'm like, Tony, you got to wait till we get, Mama, I need to pee-pee. It hurts. It hurts. I'm like, oh my God, I can't tell the kids.
And how far were you?
At this point, I'm about halfway. So this is when I saw the text from Allie that she was running behind anyway. So I was like, oh, okay. All right. Well, not as bad as I thought. I get him out of the car on the side of the road again. I pull over again. I whip the kid's pants down and had a piss on the side of the freaking road. And throw him back in the car. I start pulling away and he goes, Mama, my seatbelt, my seatbelt.
Oh my God.
I didn't strap him in fully.
Worst mother in the whole world. No, it's all right. It happens. You're running around.
Thank God he's a big boy, though, and he, like, can tell me, because if he wasn't, he wouldn't have said anything. Oh, my God. It was a whole thing. So then I had to buckle him in. I had, like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Mommy's so sorry. Kissing him, hugging him. Mommy's so sorry. Mommy's so sorry. Like, trying to make up for it. I felt terrible.
Well, it happens.
And then we just drove home, and he literally talked to me the whole time. Like, I'm like, Tony, it's time to go to sleep. I'm thinking he's going to fall asleep in the car ride. He wasn't falling asleep.
Not after this. I mean, that was, like, the, you know, series of events. He's not going to fall asleep with all that action.
I mean, no, he was still chomping down on apples and carrots.
Yeah,
and
then he's not going to fall asleep with all that.
Yeah, he just kept saying, this is going to make me big and strong. And he kept taking bites of his food. But anyway, so we just had like a series of events and we made it. But we made it a little bit late. And that's why we don't have Bix with us, because by the time we made it, Bix was like, I ain't making it no more.
Right. She was cleaning up the ranch on her end. You know what I mean? She had things to do. She had things to do.
She had her own mess of condiments going on. So that's where I'm at. I made it. I'm here. I'm happy. And I'm glad that we're still doing the episode. So
yeah, we still got to give the fans what they asked for, you know?
Of course. So what's new with you? Was your day as eventful as the last hour of my life?
No. No.
And that's about that.
No. Honestly, so the good news is they're planning on fully opening California June 15th. Fully, yes. No tears or no nothing, because we really have, like, no cases. I mean, I think yesterday there was, like, 300 cases in LA County total, which is, like, nothing. So, and it's been like that for weeks, and more people are getting vaccinated, so it's going to stay low because... Now we got the protection on it, so they don't really see a spike happening in the next few months because it's low, and now the vaccinations are rolling out. So it's kind of just like, we're going to be fine, I guess. So, I mean, even on, I don't know if I, I mean, I guess I should say this. When was it? Tuesday night, one of my friend's coworkers that she worked with at a steakhouse over here before COVID, one of her employees or coworkers is moving away for a job. So okay. We actually went to the going away, because she always took me to all their work events as if I worked with all of them. So I know all of them very well. And we went to her going away party on Tuesday night, and they had a private room in a bar, and it was open, and it was crazy to be out and like
ordering. How did it feel to be in like a bar drinking?
It wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't that packed. I mean, like I said, we had our own private room in the back, and then we would just go to the bar and order, and like you just stood there and ordered.
Right.
And then it wasn't like through a crowd of people, but right. But it was cool to hear music and be around people.
Right.
And
that's what I mean. Like the atmosphere. It must have been nice to finally feel like a little bit normal.
Yeah. No. And then on the weekend we went out again because our other friends were in from New York, so we wanted to give them a good time. So we went out. And we went to WeHo, which was a little boring because, you know, WeHo's usually crazy, but because...
You sent me the best video in the world.
Oh, yeah, when we were in front of Pump Garden.
Guys, little known fact, I want to get married, and I want Lisa Vanderpump to do the ceremony.
I don't.
Moving along. I don't.
So, yeah, so it was good tonight. It was an eventful week/week. But, yeah, so that's really all that happened to me. It's been an eventful week. And, honestly, this weekend's going to be crazier because it's my one friend's birthday in our circle. So we rented a hotel for one night. We have a dinner planned tomorrow night. It's only, like, four or five of us. It's not, like, a whole thing. But
it's nice. It's nice to, like, do stuff. Finally.
Yeah. So that was all I've been doing, but nothing else really.
Well, I'm so happy for you guys. I'm so happy you guys are opening up. I hope that it scares me a little bit, obviously, because you know how I am. I'm like neurotic Nelly, but this is what needs to happen. We need to start.
Yeah, but
I
just feel like at this point, I wasn't about it weeks ago, but I feel like at this point, they've been rolling things little by little by little by little.
Right.
Every week they go to a new tier. Every other week they go to a new tier. And the numbers aren't, they're trending down. They're not even going up.
Right.
They're trending down. So I feel like it's clear that between at least in LA County, I can't speak for everywhere, but in LA County, it's so, it's like 10 million people. And like, I think total, we have like 1.8 million people that have had it. So it's like
right.
when you have 1/4 of the population that already had it, and then I'm sure half of that, if not a little less than half, is vaccinated. So it's like when you combine all these factors and
yeah.
then you combine the factors of out of those people that didn't get vaccinated or didn't get it, if they got it, if they're fine. Like there's that thing too. So it's like I feel like at this point, like with masks, obviously, I think we're good to go, to be honest, because we're at where we were when you guys were popping off and we were like in March. Like our numbers
right.
are lower than that. So like we really... I don't know. We seem to have it under control. So, I mean, we're not saying it's going to be open next month. So, I like that. It's 2 months from now. It's two more months of 100 million people being vaccinated more. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think by then I've been saying the summer since things changed in January. I don't know. I feel like they're really rolling out like crazy. I mean, at this point in
LA.
It
seems like they finally got their shit together.
Right. So I feel like at this point, now they opened it up last week to everyone in LA. Any adult can get it. It's not even just no conditions or nothing if you want to just go get it. I mean, there's obviously a line right now and a waiting list. But in like 4 weeks, I probably could just walk up and get it because at that point, the traffic will be down. So it's like in June, you know? Like,
wild.
So it's kind of interesting.
Definitely things are finally moving along. We could see that light at the end of the tunnel. Still
yeah.
not so close, but we could see it, which is
no,
nice.
But I mean, it's mid-April. That's 2 months from now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to a summer that's like a little more laxed because last summer I could not enjoy myself. I was
yeah.
way too high strung. It was too in the heart of everything. Now I feel like I could see my family. Majority
yeah, but most
are
of them
vaccinated.
Got vaccinated. Yeah.
Right. So, like, I feel like I could get back into life. We're planning a vacation. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
How exciting. I'm going to leave my house.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's wonderful.
Yep. So, I mean, you know, if this was the way we were in January and we said we were open in April, I would have been like, it's a bad idea. Not good. But,
yeah.
listen, we got control of it. And now that we're just going to keep pounding out more vaccinations while we
it's
have
control
of it.
It's about damn time that we got control. It only took us a year.
Well, I'm not going to lie. New York's not looking too good. It's not terrible, but it's not looking
no.
too good.
New Jersey's really bad, believe it or not, actually. New Jersey mm-hmm. numbers are really bad. New York isn't great. New Jersey's a little bit worse. And I don't understand the timeline. In fact, anyone that's a listener that lives in different states, I'm very curious if you can DM us, if you could let us know, because I like first-hand information rather than what I could just Google and find out. But from what I know, anyone that gets tested or vaccinated in Jersey, like the timeline of everything, like if you get tested for COVID, it takes 3 days, 4 days to get your results.
Right.
But in like New York and LA, all my friends, it takes 24 hours, sometimes less.
Yeah, no, I've never waited usually more than 28 to 30 hours. That's like, and that's right. Like long. That's long.
The processing is like so much. And then the same thing with the vaccines. It seems like they have more available or I don't know. I just feel like we're not getting it. We don't have it right. Jersey doesn't seem to have it right.
But New York does because New York, I think, was actually putting out more vaccines than we were at one point in the beginning. So I don't really know where that is now, but it seems like New York has been rolling out the vaccine heavy and it's still not really doing... Yeah,
vaccine-wise, it seems like New York is doing pretty well, for sure.
I know, but then why aren't the numbers... I mean, I don't know. The numbers are, like, not that great. I mean, they're not terrible, but they're also, like...
I mean, my sister is a nurse and she had, like, 5 patients, like, this past week with COVID that were, like, in the hospital with COVID, not just... positive.
Right, just like positive, right? Like
right. So like issues. It's starting to see like, you know, not as much obviously, but people are coming in again and I think that the whole and we can wrap this up, but basically my thought process is I think a lot of people think now we have the vaccine, I can go out. But there still has to be some level of like easing back into things and you still have to wear your mask obviously. You should still be social distancing. You should still keep your number of people that you're exposing yourself to at kind of a minimum. You don't want to be in like 7 different crowds all throughout every day after each other. You know what I mean? Like kind of want to spread those things out a little bit still until more and more people are vaccinated and more things are opening up. And I feel like some people are maybe jumping the gun here and maybe that's why the numbers.
Well, I'm sure a lot of them aren't. Some of them aren't even vaccinated too, so I mean that's
well
also
that
the whole
exactly
thing.
Yeah,
so I don't know, but apparently I got a voicemail that I can sign up to get vaccinated. I'm gonna wait for the traffic to die down a little bit because I only see my really 4 or 5 friends. I don't really do too much and all of them are, you know, whatever, testing, and we're tested too, so it's like, and we don't really do much, so we really stay within our thing. Like this weekend was the only time that I've really done something, so I don't really need to rush to it in this moment, but as soon as I know that the traffic dies down and I could just sign up 1, 2, 3 and go, I'm going to go and get it done.
You're in there like swimwear.
Yeah. And you know what's bigger out here right now? The Johnson & Johnson one. A lot of people that I'm talking to have got – they just go and get the one. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I
feel like in New York, everyone I talk to, it's just either Moderna or Pfizer.
Yeah.
But
Pfizer
over in LA, every time I run into people, I'm like, what'd you get? When are you going back for your second one? They're like, oh, no, second one, just first. I'm like, oh, just the one shot.
And
like,
I wonder how the symptoms are with that. Because I know that with the two, everyone's having like bad symptoms with the second one. Like, I wonder.
Yeah, but then again, I don't know. They're older, but my parents didn't, neither of them got symptoms either.
Great.
Either one. My grandma didn't get any symptoms either one.
Seems like it's kicking the younger generation's ass a little bit more though.
And honestly, like my one friend, like she had a bad experience, but I mean, it's also like she said as quick as it came, like the fever and chills and whatever.
It went as quick.
It was like maybe 15 hours of just like flu-like symptoms, and then it was gone. So I mean, it sucks, but I mean, that's not the worst.
Well, anyway, I hope everyone out there is healthy.
Things are happening.
And as happy as we are to get back out there and live our lives.
If not June, definitely July and August should be pretty normal with masks. That's what it should be. That's what it should look like.
Definitely.
So this week we are doing a topic that is very interesting. do you want to say what we're doing?
Well, I'd like to preface this by saying what's more interesting is that neither Lou nor myself have notes for this week's episode.
Nope, nothing. Just going with it.
We are going off the cuff, people. And we're going to be speaking about being left unread and ghosting. Because we all
Which
do
I
it.
Which I feel like
We've
Bix would have been very good at this one.
But oh, she would have been so good at this one.
Honestly, if we had another backup one prepped, I would have said, let's leave this for her. But honestly, we had nothing else planned. So, I mean, I didn't want to just come on here and speak about something we didn't plan. So,
right. And
even though apparently we had no notes. So,
right. Well, there was no way. We were like, either we're doing it. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it. And to be honest with you, we did debate rebranding the the podcast and just speaking about Housewives.
Housewives, but we realized that everyone out there doesn't watch Housewives, so they wouldn't.
Yeah, we don't want to be biased, so we'll talk about something we could all
We
talk
could
about.
At the end, though, have a little conversation and then wrap up. But anyway, because I don't know how much. All right, let's talk about it. So ghosting.
So let's get into it.
Ghosting is obviously when you are either friends or dating or whatever, and they just completely vanish, or they stopped answering, or it doesn't have to be a block. Sometimes they just don't answer, but sometimes it's a block and you can't get a hold of them and they just flip and they're gone.
Okay, so obviously, question on everyone's mind right now, have you been ghosted?
Yeah, but everyone has been. You know what I mean? Like,
but like, have you been extent. Ghosted? Right, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so I want to talk about extreme ghosting first, because
that sounds like an Olympic sport.
Extreme ghosting.
That sounded very intense.
I just feel like there's a level of ghosting, right? So you have like the ghosting where like it was kind of the ball and we don't know whose court, and then we never spoke again, kind of thing. You know,
natural progression,
natural
of not
natural.
Speaking,
right? So there's like the natural ghosting, and that's at the one level, one end of the spectrum. And then there's on the other end of the spectrum, extreme ghosting, which is like we've been speaking every day, and then literally one day.
No, I don't think that's really happened to me. And like that's, I mean, obviously to some extent, I guess to some extent, it's happened to me where it's like, you know, if you start speaking here and there, like, you know, and then like they just stop answering, it's like, okay, you're gone. Got it. Like there's times that I do that too, just because like, it depends. This is my thing with it all is, which if Bix was here, we'd probably have a big debate about it. But, but for me, it's like, listen, we're all adults. We all can read. We can all read the room. You know what I mean? And
it's very true.
And for me, I don't like to do it often, but I have to analyze the person that I'm speaking to, right? So if I'm analyzing this person I'm speaking to, and there's no talking to them, or no reasoning with them, or no explaining why I'm not into this anymore, or why I don't want to do this anymore, if there's no way to get their head around it, and not even in the sense of like, oh, they're not gonna. They're going to be upset. Like, I don't even mean like that. I mean, like, as a maturity level of emotional to understand the reasoning of why I don't want to speak anymore. If I don't feel like they're there, I do kind of ghost in a way, and not in a rude way, but like, I just don't really answer. I'm just not really into it anymore, but I'm not going to explain it to you because you're not going to get it. And the conversation's just going to go around in circles for you to not get it still. So
I get that.
Yeah. A lot of people that I have done this to, it's usually because I'm like, the conversation's going to be even worse. It's just and it's not about me not being able to deal with it. It's just like, for me to explain to you, like, okay, perfect example. Here we go. Oh. So there was someone that I was seeing.
Hit me.
There was someone that I was seeing. And then they started to get a little things that I didn't like in them. I wasn't really too crazy about. But then we like, he kind of went his way. I kind of went my way. And it was kind of like a natural progression of just like not speaking anymore. And then he re-entered when I moved over here into my life. Now, at that point, I was over it. I didn't want to be like in a relationship with him. So I was like, you're clearly not what I want in a relationship. But okay, we said we were going to be friends. So I was like, great. Now we could be friends. It was going well for a few months. We were hanging out here and there, getting drinks, talking, having a great time. I didn't feel like I wanted anything else. I don't know if he did. I don't know. But for me, then the friendship started to dwindle and it started to just become about sex again. Like, because while we were friends, we were still doing things, but like it didn't seem.
We're still fooling around.
Yeah, but it didn't seem to like take over either of our brains that's what we were looking for. You know, it was like something we did, but also like we also hung out and it was a good time and like whatever. Then as that dwindled, then it became just about sex. So I'm like, okay, if. Hope he's not listening because no, because honestly, the rest is fine, but this is going to sound really mean, and I don't mean this the way it sounds, but
okay,
he was a really cool person, and he was really funny, and like someone that I wanted to be friends with, right?
Right.
The sex was just an added thing, right? But if you take away the sex, I mean, if you're just making it about sex, then I could have sex with a lot hotter people. You know what I mean? Like, if that's what we're going for. But the reason why I enjoyed the sex with him, enjoyed him, was because we had a friendship and we had other things on top of it. But
if we're losing the friendship, I don't need you just for
I could just go have sex with someone else that's hotter and whatever, you know, and no offense, better. You know what I mean? So, like, it's...
No, honestly, that's not mean. That's just the truth.
And how do I say that to him? So I just stopped answering.
You just ghosted.
Right. But that's just because I felt like...
if he is listening, at least now he has some closure.
Right. And that's not on him. Like I just... like I said, I really enjoyed his company. I really thought he was a cool person. But if it's just about sex and you're making it about sex, because we tried the relationship, we tried the friendship, we tried all these things. And if it just goes down to sex, I don't want that with just... I don't want that with you.
Yeah. Survey says nope.
So it depends. Like, honestly, sometimes I understand if someone ghosts me. I'm just like, all right, maybe they just don't want to tell me the details of it all. Like, maybe it's just, it is what it is, you know?
So, I think, though, you are a rare, and I could be wrong, but I do think that you're a rare breed in that, because I think most people are butthurt 9 out of 10 times. You know what I mean? Even if it's not that big of a deal. Everyone loves to find a way. I can't believe they didn't, even if they were over it. You know what I mean? Because I've been in that situation where I was over it, but you have the nerve to not answer my last 3 texts and now we're never going to speak again? No. I'm going to do that to you. You're not allowed to do that to me. So it's like a pride thing, I think, sometimes.
Yeah, and for me, like, it's usually I already do it before I could get the vibe that they're already changing. So there's never the text that I would be
sending. So you're more intuitive. You're intuitive enough to kind of...
And I never even send those texts to begin with that I'd be ghosted on.
Gotcha.
Not always.
That's a good thing, though. But that's the thing.
It's all about understanding men. And I guess because I am a man.
I think maybe men understand men a little bit more. And that's no shade.
But I just think that I can already tell when a guy is acting like a guy in the flip and how beginning stages even start. So I'm just like, oh, got it. So then I just bounce.
Wow.
You know what I mean? For the most part.
Yeah.
I mean,
I wish I had that.
This is another blanket statement. So again, there's been times that I've been ghosted. It's not like I've never been. I'm not sitting here saying I haven't. But for the most part, it's usually just either a natural progression or I'm friends with them after. Like the story that I just told is more like a rare thing. Like I would never I would have loved to keep that person in my life as a friend. You know what I mean? And it usually works out that fine when we become friends. So was also a rare thing, you know? So I don't know. You been ghosted?
So I've been ghosted. I would say on our spectrum that we were speaking of, somewhere in the middle. Like I was never, I'm sure I was also ghosted.
Yeah, but a lot of people that you've dated, I feel like there was a lot of at groups and people around. So it's like they couldn't even ghost you if they wanted to because there were so many people that they...
Connections.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I never dated maybe a few, very, very few. But I never dated outside of groups of friends and connected people. Like I've only ever gone on one or two blind dates, one or two Tinder dates. And that's about it in my life. And then the rest of that, and they didn't go anywhere. So, I never had someone in my life that wasn't connected to someone else.
Yeah, they can't ghost. Because then you just hit up their fucking, their cousin. And be like, where the fuck is he? You know?
Yeah. But I did have one situation in my life where I ghosted someone.
Oh.
And.
Why?
Was. Okay. So, I'm sure you remember this. But for the people listening, I had a stalker once in my life.
Yes.
And I honestly didn't even realize. It took me so long to realize that he was a stalker, which isn't a good thing.
Probably not good. Probably not good.
Not good. So that whole intuition thing that we talk about that Lou has, I don't have that.
That's all right. Well, not really, but it's fine. It's fine.
No. I mean, I don't have to worry about it anymore because now I'm settled and I'm happy. But back in the day, I feel like I think the best of people and...
And not everyone's the best.
Right. Well, that's what it was. This guy just, I thought he just really, really likes me. But
too much.
Really, really wanted to slice my skin off and wear it. No, I'm joking. Oh, that's a little intense.
Army Hammer.
So, long story short, dated this guy for a little bit. Seemed really cool at first. Started to notice that he was a little obsessive and... It was every day, all day. Oh, wow. I just thought of another person that kind of... I haven't had 2 stalkers in my life almost. But anyway.
What do you do?
Why are people so obsessed with me? Am I Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
So I don't remember how it happened, but like eventually I did say to him, so I didn't completely ghost him, because if you tell the person like, I need a little bit of space, or I'm really busy right now, I can't hang out.
You're just too
is
nice.
Is that really ghosting? No. I'm too nice. So that wasn't a full on ghost. It was,
I mean, you left, like but you let him know. Ghosting's like when you just don't hear.
Yeah,
that's why
true.
Like a lot of the time, a lot of my stories that I have, like, again, like, not to cut you off, like a lot of them I have, it's not like I never fully just turned, like, never answered, or the person that I was speaking to never just fully not answered. Usually it's like here and there, and naturally progresses, you know what I mean?
It was a natural dwindle.
But like ghosting,
right,
is like complete no answer, done after having a conversation, and it would seem fine,
like everything was fine. Okay, so right, so this one wasn't a complete ghost. This one was more of a like, hey, listen, I have a lot of stuff going on right now, and when I'm free, I'll reach out, like, kind of trying to say it to you nicely, hoping that, like you said,
get
he can read the room.
Right. But he doesn't seem like he gets the hint.
No, didn't get the hint. Didn't get the hint. He started texting me nonstop, calling me nonstop. The next thing I know, he's outside my fucking front door.
No.
And I was like, what are you doing here?
But
and
like,
he was like,
in
you
what
answering
world
me.
Is no answering meaning? That means I have to show up.
Right. Right. I'm really busy. Then I don't answer you for a few days. So that tells you.
Oh, you know what will solve this issue? If I go see her without her consent.
Yeah, unannounced. At her family's home. Right. Perfect. And that's when I told him, if you don't leave me alone, I'm going to have to call the police. And then I didn't hear from him.
Right. And it's like, why did it have to go to that? Why did it have to go to that?
I shouldn't have to threaten to call the cops. Like, that's right. Insane.
Number one, you shouldn't be, like, stalker. But on top of that, you should have just taken the hint after you were a stalker that you were thinking it was a lot.
Right. I would have been mortified if I showed up at someone's house and they were like, why are you here? I want nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Like, okay, bye, forever. Like, I would go hide under a rock for the rest of my life. Like, no, he was, like, fighting me. Just come outside and talk to me. No, I'm going to call the cops. Go home.
Right.
So I tried to go. I was unsuccessful at ghosting him, so he stalked me. But then he left, and there was one other situation where I did just stop talking to someone, and they got very mad and sent me a very long, heated text message. And then that was it. So that was going to be my follow-up question. Have you ever ghosted someone and then they like called you out for ghosting them?
Oh, yeah. The story that I talk about, he sends me messages all the time. You're so mean. I can't believe you do this. you're so cold.
And you still never answer?
You ghosted me. All these things. But my thing is like I said, it's not, I answer like polite texts. But if you're doing that, like it's just, what am I supposed to say to that? Like,
right.
Like I said, I wanted to have a relationship with you. You showed me shitty things about yourself, so then I wanted to be your friend, and you didn't let me be your friend. So for me to explain to you that you are nothing that I need in my life right now, if you're not going to be my friend, and I know you're not going to get that, because once I tell you that, you're going to like hang out with me for like 3 months and be my friend, and then it's going to slowly go back to what it was.
So
for me, it just seems like you're not emotionally mature enough to understand what I mean by what I'm saying. So I'm not going to sit there and explain to you the psychology of what I need and what you're not giving me. It's not what it is. So like, it's no bad intentions, no ill will. Like I still care about him. I wish we could be friends, but I know that he's going to just dwindle me out again.
Right. And the whole reason, though, at the end of the day, the whole reason that he wants you in his life is for selfish reasons, because
right.
He wants you his way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So and it's not working for me that way. So I I still get messages from him.
Honey.
I get messages from him all the time. Not really anymore.
And he calls you out, though. Like, you ghosted me. Yeah. You're stop ignoring me. You're so mean.
Yeah. And
boys are such babies.
Yeah, and but you know, it's,
not all of them. There's some boys that are, and I don't want a blanket statement, but some boys are such babies.
Yeah, I will tell you the story about this guy once though. This is not really a ghosting. There's a ghosting weekend.
Oh,
ghost.
Just one weekend.
Yeah, and then he came back. So that's why I'm like. Also, I'm repaying you for your times that you didn't answer me back then.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not that petty, but like. If you're
no, but it's true. Sometimes it's like, if you're not going to answer me, why then when you're up my ass, you want me to answer you?
Exactly.
Right away?
It's the only reason why I would say that back to him is because of him saying it to me. You know what I mean? If he didn't say to me, why are you doing this? Why, da, 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 and you did that, I'd be like, I'd let it go. I wouldn't even be saying this or bringing up old times. But so he told me to come out here when I didn't live here for his birthday weekend, right? Come, my friends, we're going to hang out. We're going to come for the weekend. All right, fine. I was making good money at the time at my work back in New York. So I was like, all right, whatever, weekend. I don't work on the weekends, fine. So I book a flight. It wasn't that expensive. And I come out here and I land. And he's like, the day before I left, he was like, I don't know. My friends booked a few things that I didn't know that like they surprised me with. So I don't really know what you're going to come to, but I'll let you know which ones you can come to. And I was like, all right, listen, I'm still in LA. Like I wanted to move here a few months later. So I was like, it's still a trip to like get to know LA and be on my own and whatever. I had a great time in
February. But you're such a better person than me because I immediately would have been annoyed.
I know. Everyone else around me was very annoyed. And I was just like, honestly, yeah. Like we weren't anything. Like we were seeing each other. We were enjoying each other. But like I also wasn't his official what. So I'm like, yeah, because he said it, I guess it's kind of fucked up. But like also what anyway, whatever. Anyway, so okay. So moving I get on. There and and I wind up not seeing him the whole weekend until the day before I left and he stopped. We had a few drinks like an hour or two before I left. And that was all I saw him on the weekend. And the whole weekend, I didn't really text him that much, but like if I did, he didn't answer. And then like I was just like so I still made plans. I seen all my friends that lived out here. I still did things, but like oh, my cousin was here, too, that weekend. So I see my cousin when he was out here.
Yes.
So it winds up being a great weekend, but still, like, he literally just,
again,
like...
Again, you're a better person than me.
But then I also found out it's because he had a boyfriend.
Right.
But open relationship, but still, that's another whole conversation. But...
And that's the thing. I do think some people ghost just because, like, it's, like, habit and pattern, and that's just how they are, and they're, like, when they're done, they're done.
There's a reason.
And some people, there's a reason. Right. So, like, be weary because sometimes...
So, clearly his boyfriend was going to all his events. And he probably didn't think the boyfriend right. was going to go to his events because his boyfriend probably wasn't going to be in town or something. And the boyfriend was. So, now he was like, fuck. You know what I mean? So now looking back on it... But, like, my thing is like, again, I'm not mad about it. But, like, you literally ghosted me when I flew here for your birthday. And you're calling me mean now? Just because I don't answer a few Instagram DMs and a few texts?
Not up in here. Goodbye. Goodbye, Kyle.
Good for me completely exposing him on...
Yeah, right.
This is probably not good, but
whatever.
He's
going to message you, and he's going to be like, you're so mean.
Right, but like I said, I just feel like if I could have this conversation with an emotionally mature... I shouldn't even say that. Like, maybe he is mature, but like, someone that's more like me.
Yeah.
In this...
I think also, I know this sounds funny, but he could listen to this and not take it the wrong way. I think sometimes people, it's hard for them to have a conversation one way. If we actually sat and completely, you know, did not speak, did not respond, and let someone completely get their shit out there, like you were able to just communicate that whole situation, it's like you're not able to always do that with the person because there's so much back and forth. And then
he's very emotional. He's very like, you know, up and down. Like if I said something, it'd be like, you know, like, oh my God.
Right. It would trigger things. I'm the worst. And then you can't.
It's, you know, it's very dramatic. But also I just feel like if he was more like me in the sense of like that he wanted a friendship like this, he really cared about me. He really wanted to keep me in his life some way, one shape or form. Like I would speak to him and we would work it out. But I just feel like he just wants what he wants. And that's not the way I am. The way he wants me.
Right.
So.
No.
So it just.
Ain't happening.
To have the conversation for it to not work, it's just stupid. So I just stopped answering. It is. So. Arrest me. I mean, what am I going to do?
Like, arrest me.
I don't know. So that's really my only experience with it. Obviously, there was one guy. We matched on Tinder. He was really cool, whatever. And he gave me his number. So we were texting. And like I said, I don't ever, number one, tell anyone about anyone because I know that everyone just stops answering or it doesn't work out, or if I stop answering or I see more that I don't like, I just don't do anything till it's a while in, you know? And
right.
And like a while for me is like a month and a half, 2 months. Not like a while, but like, you know, if you're still answering, it's still consistent.
You don't need to be like secretly texting for a year before you could tell anyone.
Right, but like, you know, if it's consistent, I feel like you're still giving me good vibes after like a month and a half, 2 months. Like, I'm going to say something, you know? And just like, this is a cool person. We'll see where it goes, you know? So he was giving me all those vibes. We were texting. He was living in New York at this point, but he comes to LA all the time. He's bi-coastal. He's a musician, so it was great. I was like, wow, this sounds like me. So he was texting me like every other day, good morning, how are you, what are you up to today, all this stuff. And so then after a few days, and I would like, he would text a few times first, then I would text sometimes first, just so that I wasn't just like sitting there like not caring. And it went on for like 5-6 weeks. So I'm like, all right. So, and I literally told my cousin's wife, and I think she has a curse on her, I swear to God, because anyone that I tell about,
really?
Anyone that I tell her about, it changes immediately. And I told her, and she's like, oh my God, like he seems cool, like blah, blah, blah. And then I told her, and he stopped answering.
Oh my gosh.
And he said, he did, one of his last texts was like, it's about to get really crazy. I'm releasing my single. Like, I'm really busy. I'm doing marketing stuff and blah, blah, blah. Which is fine, but like, also was annoying because I actually thought he was cool. But I understand he's probably just like living his best life. He's releasing singles and doing all this stuff. So,
yeah.
I'm not taking it personally, but I was just like,
it's good that you don't take it personally, because for all you know, though, in like a few weeks or a few months, he could hit you back up and be like, hey, how are you? I know it's been really long.
Yeah, but even if he doesn't, it just, because maybe there was something that he didn't like about. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't just,
or maybe.
Maybe it wasn't about the single. No. Maybe it was just about me. I
guess this topic serves the question of, I can't think of how to put this.
It's all ego.
Right. But it's also like, what would you prefer? Would you prefer someone to ghost you, or would you prefer someone to straight up tell you, I don't want to hang out anymore because of XYZ?
I don't really care. Either way is fine.
Because I always thought that ghosting was so insulting, but now I'm thinking about it and I'm like, actually, I think I'd rather,
like,
be
ghosted.
Like,
would you want someone to just, like, tell you all the shitty things about yourself? Like,
no!
I don't care. You could tell me, because I'll work on it, but, like, so it's not really, like, I'm, like,
I can't handle that shit.
Some people probably can't. Yeah, like, I mean, if you want to tell me that I'm, you know, to this, to that, to the, like, whatever, I'll be like, okay, maybe I'll keep it, I'll side eye it all next time I'm talking to someone, but I'm not gonna take what you say and define myself with it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Never.
But I mean, it's good to just keep an eye out, you know. But yeah. A lot of people aren't like that. So I mean, sometimes it isn't so much like, I know it's a controversial, unpopular opinion, but maybe ghosting is to preserve from being mean, you know?
I totally agree. And I never thought of it that way, literally, till this moment, because I'm thinking to myself, like, if someone,
I didn't
want
to destroy this man, the one that I was told, I don't want to destroy him and tell him all these things about, he's not emotionally stable. He's not, I don't want to tell him all this. Like,
absolutely.
Sorry, keep going.
I know. I totally agree with you. And it's like, even as simple as like, I'm not into it anymore. I wouldn't like hearing that, even if there wasn't a bunch of reasons, even if someone just was over it. I wouldn't really love hearing that. I'd kind of rather you just disappear, because then it's like, eh, he's an asshole. He ghosted me, or eh, we don't talk no more, whatever. So I think I've just made the decision that, like you said, unpopular opinion, I think ghosting is pretty good.
Right. I don't think you should be like all gung-ho and the next day gone. Like, I don't think that's cool.
Right. There's definitely a level. There's a level, like we said. Don't do the extreme shit.
Yeah, like, I don't think anyone should turn around and, like, give people false hope and then just straight cut them off.
Right.
But, I mean, if you're, it's slowly progressively becoming something that you don't want, just to dwindle down the connection, like, the conversation and the speaking that you guys do, to then just not speak anymore. Like, just backing away. Yeah. Backing away and not having to explain to them why is probably the best way to go.
Yeah.
But
it's true.
But also, I was hanging out with my friend months ago, and, you know, we had gotten to this whole debate, and there was a thing going on with one of the people in the group. She was asking, what do I do with this guy? At this point, there was like 15 missed calls. She was like, I just don't know what to do. Like, she was kind of having a stalker situation like you're having. And my one friend, I mean, she's really cutthroat, but she was like, I don't even understand why you're answering. Just block, just block, just block, just block. Like, so some people really go by it. Like I said, I think it's a case by case.
Case by case.
I'm not an advocate for it, but I mean, if it gets to the point where, like, either you feel like this person's too weak to handle what you're about to say, or two, if they're just too crazy to hear what you have to say, and they're just too, like, what if you came out and told him after he showed up at your house, you're a stalker, this is too much, you're too clingy, he would have been fucking more bananas. Like,
exactly.
It would have escalated to more, like, of a situation. So it's like, sometimes, like, it's better just to, you know,
slowly step away.
Right, just back
just
away.
Just backing up.
I mean, I think that if Bix was here, she'd have a very different opinion. I think she'd be very against ghosting. I think she'd be very against
it all.
She's
going to listen to this episode, and she's going to be yelling.
Then we're really going to break up. Then we're going to really break up.
then yeah, then we will actually be the LB partners, right. The pound partners.
Wow, it sounded like pounds. You were going to LGBTQ. No, but yeah. So I mean, that's really all my thoughts on it. I don't really have too many stories of it. Like I said, if someone really does it to me, like, oh, this is what I was gonna say before though. It's all ego though. Like I feel like
it is.
If you could just curb your ego and understand that some people just don't like me, and that doesn't mean that I'm terrible. Just that's not what I was for them. The same way some people are nice people, but you're just like, it's not for me, and you don't like the person. Like someone on paper could be great, but they're not for you. You know what I mean? There's people that I've dated or seen that I'm just like, wow, this should be what I'm dating, but it's just not it. And there's nothing wrong with them, and there's nothing wrong with me. It's just like, you just aren't giving me this sense of either passion or some areas in life that it's just not working out or things that I need.
It's not enough.
Yeah. And like, but that doesn't mean they're not a good person. So like, I feel like a lot of times, like I think like that, I'm like, I know that I'm not clingy. I know I'm not texting all the time. I know I'm not all these things that someone would say that would be like annoying. So like when someone just stops answering, or if they stop engaging, or I'm not it, I'm just like, all right, maybe there's just something in my life that they're, or it's not aligning, or there's not enough passion, or maybe we didn't hang out in enough time, and it just is too long of now to like be sitting there trying to hang out still. It's just like a lot. Like I just curb my ego. Yeah. I don't think take it too personal, you know.
Yeah.
Dating's a game.
Honestly, with anything in life, I think it's a very good piece of advice to curb your ego, especially when you're dating. Like,
yeah, because then also you would be very hurt if you think everything is so like hurtful to you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why would you think it's so bad against you? Sometimes it's just not it.
Yeah. There was definitely a time in my life where I was like that. And then, like, I had my moment where I stopped giving a fuck. And I was like, fuck it. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to live my life. And then within a year, I met who I've been with ever since and who I plan to spend the rest of my life with. But it's like, it's funny how that happens. But the minute that I stopped kind of being so high strung about it and being like, why does no one love me? I found someone that loved me. But I, like, wasn't as attached to all the people in between finding him, and I was able to just enjoy dating. Because when I look back on my dating life, there really was only a short amount of time that I enjoyed it, because a lot of it, I had a lot of self-esteem issues, I had a lot of attachment issues, I had a lot of issues.
That's why, like, it's like, also going back to your point, like, would you like someone to point all those things out? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, what if someone ghosted you?
I would have handled it well.
Right. I mean, you know, there's usually reasons for, like, that man probably is going through a crisis at the time of, like, you were the only thing that he had to look forward to or something. Like,
yeah.
You know, so it's like, I'm not giving excuses. Obviously, do not harass and hit up people constantly. But it's also, right. Like, everyone's going through something, you know? So it's like, I don't know if saying that to him in that moment when he was so vulnerable and like lost, if that would have been the way to go. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
The same way, if you were so having self-esteem issues and this and that, and someone said to you, you know, you're just not enough this and you're not enough that, what would that have done to you?
Oh, killed me, man. Fucking killed me.
So
thank God they all just disappeared.
So, I mean, listen, I'm not trying to win a court case here, but, you know.
No, well, I mean, you might not be trying, but I think you won.
So, I don't know. I mean, like I said, Bix seems to be like, communicate everything, get it all out there, whatever you're feeling, and speak.
About
so,
it.
I mean, you know, there's other approaches. I just personally don't get too involved, because it's also a waste of my time then, too. It's like, if I'm sitting there talking to you, even if you're...
Well, it's just a lot of energy.
Yeah,
and
then I'm going to still eventually just go to the next person. So, I mean, I could just go to the next person and just not have to sit there and sort out why we're not working.
Oh, I think about all the time I wasted time on tears and stupidity over someone, and I'm like, now I'd laugh at
that. And you can
that.
Still be upset. It's not like you're going to... I'm saying it's so easy. Like, but sometimes, you know, you get a little more upset with certain people because you think they're cooler. Or, like, that's okay. But, like, the actual engaging with them and the conversations need to stop if it's not going to work out. And just move on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
I said that even, you know, that's not that we know them, but even with J-Lo and A-Rod, like, if they're not going to work out, just... You know,
yeah.
Just move on and go on to find the great love of your life. You know what I mean? Because if it's trying to make something that's not a thing that you're going to make last forever, doesn't seem like it's going to work out too well.
Well, before we wrap up our topic, I do have now just like a little bit of a side note. When we talk outside of the dating realm, just being friends. Left unread.
Yeah. friends, too. We didn't even talk about the friend aspect of ghosting,
Talk about the friends aspect and ghosting, too. I've never been ghosted by a friend, per se, but I have been, like, left unread for a while. Like, I haven't heard from this person in a while. They always usually come back. But I've had a few friends. In fact, I had one friend in particular that literally disappeared on me for 2 months. And it wasn't until I sent her a message and I was like, I will not allow you to not be my friend. So I don't know what it is that you're ignoring me for, but get over it or tell me, because we're not speaking. Like, it's not happening. You're in my life and you're in it forever. And I had to, like, call them out. And then they were like, honestly, 2 months ago, you told me you couldn't hang out and then you were at a Jets game. It's like something so stupid. And I was really upset that you lied to me. And it was also a misunderstanding. It was like, I didn't communicate that I couldn't hang out because of this. But really, it was like, I got free tickets an hour before. We were just going for lunch. I didn't want to miss out on free tickets. I should have explained myself better. I fucked up. I'm sorry.
It's usually a whole miscommunication always.
It's always. Yeah, especially with friends. Maybe with relationships, it is still miscommunication. But sometimes there's more
other things going on.
With friendships, I feel like most of the time it's miscommunication, and I didn't allow it. And I wish that more people were like that, but not everyone is like that. So I'm sure people lose friends over silly things.
I guess I need to, like, take things more per. I don't know. I feel like it just happens so much where people, like, I'm talking about just not answering texts. That I'm just like,
oh, that now.
That I'm just like
getting into that.
I don't really get annoyed.
Does that bother you?
No, but I feel like, that's also because sometimes I am, like, not. Like, I have a touch of social anxiety, or, like, the I don't know what they call it, but, like, the anxiety of, like, opening emails and messages, and I have to, like, do it all in one bunch. So, like, I'll wait to the point in the day when I'm ready to answer all my texts and emails in one batch, and then I go back to my, like, life. You know what I mean?
So I understand that. I'm very similar in that way.
So I feel like that's what they're doing. Like, it's not personal.
Yeah.
You know?
So here's my thing. I completely agree with you 100%. But, and I'm going to use her as an example, since this week we're fighting and she's not on the podcast.
Yeah, but also, okay, I'm going to come to her defense, though, because you're the queen of not answering.
I know you are, but this is but I know what you're going to say, because here's the deal. I don't answer anyone's texts.
Never, never.
And if I do answer them,
so basically you cannot talk.
And my texts always begin with, I'm so sorry I didn't answer you sooner. So I understand that I am the pot right now, but. This is the difference with me. I'm not ignoring your texts and then tweeting. I'm not ignoring your texts and then posting on Instagram.
Oh, no, but I still sometimes I'm on Instagram and doing stuff, but I'm not answering because I'm not. Because there's things that I got to do. There's, like, let's say, like, for example, today's your mother's birthday.
So you have, like, an Instagram window.
No,
and
no.
Then you got, like.
Well, no, that's usually things that I have to do. So, like, in my brain, when I woke up today, perfect example, I wanted to put a little few pictures up of your mother, right, for her birthday, right? That is right. One of my first tasks of a day. But if I didn't answer my friends that all text me throughout the night and when I woke up to and blah, blah, blah. But I still post it on Instagram because that's my first task of the day.
Yeah.
And then the next task. And then later, it's usually getting to texts and emails.
All right. Listen, honestly, having this conversation, clearing up this communication really, really does wonders
well,
for me.
Well, no, I think you would have a leg to stand on if you answered, but you don't have a leg to stand on because you don't answer yourself. So, I mean.
But I don't want the listeners to think that Bix does it to me all the time. Bix is just a good example because she loves to tweet. She loves to tweet and not answer my text messages.
Yeah, but so do you.
All the time. No, I don't.
On Lab, you'll be tweeting.
Catch me.
All right.
Catch me.
You had to think about it because you know that I'm right. You looked and you had to think if you do it.
I had to think. I'm thinking a little bit. Yes. Right. But 9 out of 10, I'm pretty sure I don't. Listen, this is the only thing I will say. The group chat, I don't get as annoyed. But sometimes I will text Bix independently and be like, why are you on Twitter and not answering my texts? And she still won't answer me. Then I'll go on Twitter and tweet her, and she'll answer me.
Because you're calling her out publicly. You're crazy.
Yeah, that's true. I do call out people publicly. But I am that friend that if you don't answer me, and you have that unread message, you have the red messages on, and I see that you read it, oh, you're getting hell.
Oh, you're getting
shit stream of text messages. Like, hello, are you there? I saw you read my text. Hello, are you alive? But only to the people the I really care about.
The only time that I care...
Not to the regular people.
I don't want to... Yeah. I mean, I personally don't care about those things. But, like, to me, they're all minuscule. Because, again, like I said, I have my window of time that I'm looking to text. And sometimes I'm not. So, if I'm texting you in the wrong window of... The only time that annoys me is, like, if I need an answer for something. But, again... If I don't see that you read it, then I'm not going to be annoyed, like, if you don't answer. But if I, the only time the read at whatever time annoys me is when I need to have an answer and you read it, but you didn't answer. But if I'm like, I need an answer because either I'm, like, you know, knowing what time to leave or knowing what time to call or knowing what to pick up or know what to, like, that's when it gets annoying. Because I'm like, I need to know because I'm literally stopped in my tracks until I could do the next thing. Without hearing from you. But other than that, if it's just like a text, if I send something like funny or if I sent like a thing or if I'm sending like a whatever, like I'm just like, if they read it, whatever, they'll get back to me when they get back to me. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I get that. And I agree with you. This is a case by case as well, because depending on what I'm texting you.
Clearly, because you do it. Clearly, this is very case by case.
All right. Switching gears here. I just want to mention that our followers on Twitter, a large 85.7% agreed with you. When someone leaves you unread, do you call them out or let it go? And 85% of people said let it go.
Yeah, because who wants to fight?
I guess I should take the advice of those people and just let it go.
Because
it used to bother me more, actually. With age, it doesn't. It used to, though.
No, I'm sure, like, if we had this conversation years ago, I'm sure I'd be saying different things. But for me, it's like, it's just like, what? Like, I never, even as, like, in life, like, I never enter a conversation that I know is going to be bad. Like, I never, like, if I know something is going to, I mean, unless something that has to be said, but I never really enter a conversation that I know, like, if I'm going to attack you, I don't do that. Like, I just let it go. Like, you know, I can approach you another way about it in a different way. You know what I mean? Like, to then be like, why are you not answering me? I just feel like it's a lot. It's like, it's obviously going to escalate to something else and a whole fight. And then it becomes something else. And then you guys are fighting because of what they said. And then you're fighting because of the, it's not.
Right.
It's just either let it go. And if it annoys you that much, don't be their friend or significant other. And if it doesn't annoy you that much, then you could maybe tell them, hey, like, you joke around with Bix and, like, you let her know it's annoying. So.
Right. Oh, I have. Now she knows how I feel, but she still does it to me. But it's life. I do it to everyone, too. So as much as I say here, like, I'm not a friend, I'll annoy you, at the end of the day, I'm not that mad, as long, though, as you eventually respond to me. If you don't, like, ever respond to me and make very light of it, like, you know, and then, like, a week later text me about something else, it's like, girlfriend, I've been trying to get in touch with you for a week. So it's case by case, but at the end of the day, I'm also being a little more dramatic than I really feel about it. So
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah,
it ain't that serious.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just
so, yeah, so honestly, I came into this topic thinking a little more harshly about it than I left.
Well, there you go.
You've changed my mind.
That's what this topic, this podcast is for. Teaching people.
That's what it's all about. I love it.
Teaching people.
One person at a time.
Right. I don't know. It just feels very, like, just, if everyone just chilled.
Yeah, I think that's, like, honestly, no, it's the best advice. And in every situation, just, like, chill. Everyone just chill.
And, like, if you think... I
have my 2-year-old telling people to chill. He tells me to chill.
Right. So we just got to take advice from them. And, like, also, like, if it's really that hurtful that you still can't chill through it, then maybe that person's not supposed to be there, you know?
Right. No, that's true, too. If you get that high strung about it and that stressed out when that person doesn't answer you...
Because they're doing something really, really fucked up.
They're not good for you.
Like, if they're doing something... We're talking on, like, people that are good for you. And, like, if they're not answering and blah, 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 just chill and they'll get back to you and it's fine, you know? But if people are... If you're really mad because they did something really, really, really fucked up to you, then why... Then they did something really, really fucked up to you. So then just let it go and just move on.
Yeah, like, walk away. Don't give a fuck anymore. No, you're right. It's so true. We waste way too much energy on other people. If we put as much energy into ourselves that we put into everyone around us, and oh my God, the things we could do as humans. So, like, chill out and put that energy into yourself and let them ghost you. They're doing you a favor.
Love that. And before we go to our doses, do you want to do a little Housewives update? Since we don't have Bix here, we could talk a little bit.
Housewives of Beverly Hills update. Bow, bow, bow. This week, I am currently on season 8. I have arrived to the finale of the season. This season was slow. And just to give everyone a little bit, any of our Housewives fans, a little bit of premise. This is the season. It's Teddy's first season. Lisa Rinna is very dull this season. She's decided to like sit back and chill.
Yeah, I remember
Not
that.
Really about that. Not really about that. Erica Jane is still living her best life. She said a line that resonated with me.
What'd
she
say?
Was like, I love her so much. She was like, every performance is the Grammys.
Wow.
Every performance is the Super Bowl. I don't care if I'm in a dark, sweaty nightclub with 50
people. Oh, I remember this,
yeah. It's the Super Bowl. And I was like, girlfriend, like that is a performer. Like, I love her. She's such a true showgirl. I don't care what people have to say about her. If they don't think she's that, like, she doesn't sing. I don't give a fuck. She is a performer. She's an entertainer. And I love her commitment. She is so committed.
So do you run her fan club now?
Yes. Okay. And I don't know if you know this, but Erica Jane does not say no. So when I asked her, can I run your fan club? She said yes. Because she says yes to everything.
I'm dead.
No, I love her. I just love her philosophy. I love how, like, just like, she's very calm, cool, and collected. But then you see this other side of her with the performance side of her that's just very, like, headstrong and, like, I'm a fucking star. Move out the way. And, like, I love that attitude that she brings. But then when she's with the girls, like, she's the calmest
one
in the room.
Yeah, she's humble.
Yeah, she's so humble. I love that about her. She's just, not only is she great TV, but she's just a great character in general. Like, I love her character. I know that's her person, obviously. That's who she is as a human. But she even says, like, Erica Jane is a character. Erica Jane is, and I love seeing both sides.
When you finish season 10 and you know up to date, because I still don't know the details of everything going on with her right now. But when you get to that, once you know what's going on in the headlines up till now, I have not seen a season or seen an episode of Erica Jane that I do not like. I've never seen a side of her. I still love her. However, recently in the news, a lot has been going on. So,
negatively about her.
Yes.
You mean?
So I don't know what this season's going to bring coming up, and I don't know if I believe it all, but we can't talk about it till you get to where you are at.
I'm not there yet.
But you're almost there because you only have two seasons.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. I'm almost there, and guarantee you by the next time we're recording an episode, I'll probably be there.
Right. Yeah, because you're averaging a season and a half a week.
I have been such an insomniac, and I haven't been sleeping. And I don't know if Housewives is helping me while I can't sleep or keeping me from sleeping.
Probably the reason why you are.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've been, like, really, really binging.
Yeah, but season 9...
I can't watch.
Like I said to you before, season 9 is the season of the explosiveness of it all, so...
I know, but I'm so upset. I'm going to lose LVP. And listen, I know that people say what they say about her, but I still have this love for her. I can't figure out why, but
no,
there's something about her.
I'm the weird one. Everyone else loves her. So, I mean.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm the one that just never really, like I said, throughout all the people that came and go, like, even with, like I said, when you're talking about OG, I know she was one of the OGs, but, like, Kyle is a better OG to me. So I never lost the OG that I loved. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then all the other women that came in along the way, Rinna, Erica Jane, Dorit, all these people, I like them more than Lisa Vance. So for me at this point, I didn't really find a need for her. But a lot of people felt like the show stopped after her. So I mean,
there's just something about her. She brings a different kind of energy to the table than any of the other girls. And more authentic, like even if you don't love her.
I like her.
I do believe that she's manipulative. I do believe she's a little bit of a trouble star. I don't give her as much credit as the girls do in the sense that they really make her out to be this puppet master.
Wait till season 9.
Well, exactly. I might be, eating my hat biting my tongue then. But as of right now, I don't give her all that
credit. Because I think that when I watched season 8, I think I was very where you were. Not as much loving her, but I also said a lot of those lines. Like, they're really, like, dragging this whole Lisa's... You know, yeah. like everyone's their own person. If you know, she can't control you to do what you want to, but
right.
That was what I was. That was my kind of vibe. You might still have the same vibe after. Your like I said, your mother's still kind of your mom still thinks that season 9 was a little fucked up what she did, but for the most part, she still thinks what you think. So you might just think what she thinks too. I personally, after seeing that, was like, okay, so she clearly was behind the scenes doing a lot because she. Put together a whole plan in this season, and it's So it's like you, it's right there in your, it's right there in your face.
I gotta get through this reunion, Lou. I'm like ready. I'm gonna text you all night tonight.
And if I'm not mistaken, I don't remember, but I don't think it happens in the beginning of the season either. I think it's like episode 4, 5, 6 when it starts to all go down.
So it's gonna take a little bit to
get.
But
I could be wrong because then I also think I remember in the first episode. I haven't watched season 9 in a while, but I think also in the first episode there might be like you know when they do like what happened when they were not. On the air,
yes, and there's like a lot of like little...
headlines and stuff. Also could have been a headline about what happened. So I don't know. But
oh wow,
yeah, I will give my so that's Beverly Hills. I will give my Atlanta update, which we were just speaking about before. And Brienne has to watch it now because of the season that I just watched. You have to. I mean, I wasn't gonna.
I'm definitely gonna watch it.
I wasn't gonna force you to do it, but. Because it was good and I love it, but I'm also like, I don't know if it's your cup of tea because it's very like shady and like, I just don't know if it's your thing, you know, the way that Jersey and Beverly Hills and New York would probably be. But after season 9 of Atlanta, I just finished him on season 10. Holy crap. That was the craziest stuff I've ever seen. I'm not going to tell what happened in it because we're going to have Bree. Watching it soon, so I'm not trying to spoil it all, but all I will say is that was probably the craziest season of Housewife history I've ever seen. I don't know. I mean, I think that season 9 of Beverly Hills kind of competes. And
is NeNe Leakes still on it? I need to watch it for her alone, I feel like.
She was on from like 1 to 8, I think, and then she leaves for 2 seasons, 8 and 9, and now she's back from 10 to 12. But apparently, I don't know what happened, but apparently it was a whole big blow up, and now she's not on this season that's airing right now, and she left in a big, big way. Like, she's not talked about in the All-Stars, because she's like, she apparently has a whole feud with Bravo now.
Oh, I didn't know that. She has like a whole feud. I thought she was going to be a part of All-Stars.
No, she has a whole feud with Bravo and stuff, and like, it's a whole big thing.
Oh, and I really like her.
Oh, I know. You wait till you, I'm on season 10 now, and she just joined back as a person, like a full-time cast member, and I'm excited to have her back, but apparently something goes down. I don't know what. But that's the only one that's in that All-Star list that I didn't get a name of, but I'm assuming it's because of all the stuff that went down.
Who from Atlanta was suspected to be on All-Stars?
Kenya and Candy.
Kenya and Candy. Okay, I'm not sure if I know who Kenya is. I know Candy and Kenya. Portia?
Kenya Moore is fucking wild. That's the only reason why.
Like wild, like we love her wild, or wild, like wild, this bitch is crazy like wild.
She is the queen of stirring the pot and then backing up and watching it all.
Love it.
Blow up.
Wild. We love her.
I don't love her. I don't love her in the sense like that. I like her as a person, but I like her for the good TV. Like she creates everything that goes on in the show. So like for me, when I heard her name, I was so excited because I just feel like watching her interact with Rinna and Teresa and it's going to be a lot. Like I feel like there's
going to watching honestly, any of them interact with Teresa Giudice. I'm so excited for though, I know. Because I just feel like she is that person. She's hard. She's got to be hard to get along with.
Yeah. I feel like Kyle is and one I of the only her. Ones that she's going to get along with Teresa.
Yeah, I feel like Kyle is very easy to get along with. I see her getting along with everyone unless shit starts to unfold. But I feel like Kyle's more of the, I don't know, something, she just gives me that vibe. Like, she's very easy to gel with.
Yeah.
But I feel like Teresa is like, sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
Like, not an easy gel. I don't know.
And then also, the other update that I was telling Brianna about before is that there's also a kids special coming with all the kids they're
going
to sit down.
Guys, when he told me, which was literally right before we press record, I'm such a loser. I had goosebumps. She did. I was like, Lou, I have the goosebumps.
But you know what I think inspired this? You know what I think inspired this? I'm not going to lie. The Jackie Gia situation that just happened. I think that inspired that. To have Gia come on and be able to say her side of the story. I think that they were like, let's just talk about everything throughout the years of all the kids that either like had things play out on the show or, you know what I mean?
They could do a show alone, literally, where they just
interview. I want Gia to have her own show.
Me too. I do too. I love her. I want her and Frank Catania to become a couple and them two to have a show.
But they're going to.
I love them.
No, but they're good friends.
You know what it is? Yeah, they are good friends, actually. I shouldn't impose on their family relationship.
And then Dolores and Teresa won't be friends.
But they are beautiful. They're like two beautiful people. You know when you see a couple and you're like when they went to prom together, and obviously they're children, so like talking about kids right now, but they don't look like it. They look like these beautiful,
they're hot.
Like
they're
grown
hot.
Asses.
They're hot.
They're hot.
But yeah, so that's all of our update. And also, side note, I don't know if you heard this, that so now, you know, obviously the Kardashians are ending. This is their last season, right? But they they announced that Andy Cohen's going to host a reunion and they're going to do all 20 years. They're going to talk about everything throughout the show. I guess it's going to be a few parts, but
I just got the goosebumps again. I am so stupid.
So Andy Cohen's hosting Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion at like the final reunion, like of it all.
Wow. And they just, I have to finish now the last season. I haven't watched the last
just,
like, season.
They just announced that like yesterday or the day before. So that's interesting. I'm very excited to see what they go through and, you know, cause obviously it's going to be from season one and to now. So just going through it all and packing it all and just...
Yeah, and it's just so much shit that's gone down. Like, even in the last year or two alone, they could talk for hours.
Right. So, I'm excited for that, and that's really it. All right, so do you want to get onto our dose really quick and wrap this up?
Yeah, let's jump into our doses of the week. My dose this week is... I don't know. I went a little bit back and forth with this one. Because I didn't know if I should do something to watch, something to listen to, something to, you know, Lou always does the music because he usually has a lot. He's just well-versed in that subject and well-rounded. I myself am a big, big, big dance music fan. And I listen to a lot of that and then like very random in between. But that's like my main realm that I'm in. And lately I've been like picking a producer, like a musical engineer that I like, and just like mixing, like listening to their radio stations, and so that I can listen to all their stuff. I know that I had spoke about Joel Corey, love him, he's great. But then a song came on today that actually I had covered a while ago, Perfect Strangers by Jonas Blue.
Right.
And I started Jonas Blue's
radio
station on Apple Music, and holy shit, this motherfucker has so many songs like I forgot about, like even Fast Car.
Yeah, that's that good song? That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Such a good
he's
one.
Got a song with Ray by your side.
Yes, I was getting to that. I was just about to say he's collabed with so many artists, so even if like dance music maybe isn't your thing, I bet anyone listening right now can find an artist that he's collabed with that's a little more your vibe, that you could like it. He is so talented, and there's just...
So is there a specific song that you're doing, or just Jonas Blue?
So, no, I'm doing Jonas Blue.
Oh, good.
Because I think that I like, you know, I'm all about all musicians, obviously, but when me and Lou did music together, we worked with, you know, we worked with a lot of producers, and Lou works with a lot of producers, and I think what they do, like, musical engineering... amazes me. I wish that I could do that. I wish that I can make a beat, like I could just sit there and like, and if you're into dance music, I definitely think you should check him out. So I'm gonna give him some props. Go check out his music, go listen to his on Spotify or on Apple Music.
Yeah,
his
good.
Radio station, he is killer. So that is my dose of the week, Jonas Blue.
Okay, and mine, I will make this super quick, but then I also have a surprise. But which I haven't told the partners yet. The partner this week.
The partner, solo partner.
So actually, just now, Which, because again, we record on Thursdays, which is so hard because it's New Music Friday. And then by the time that we get to next Thursday, the stuff that I was going to put out as my stuff is already a week old and everyone's over it. So there's actually something that came out today by, I don't know if you remember, Years and Years. They have that song, King. I was a king under your control. Yeah. So they released, I love them. They've put songs out since then that are like big in the gay worlds because they're a lot like most of, I know Ollie Ears is gay, but the lead singer, but I don't know if the rest of them are. But they put out a new song now. It's called Starstruck. Great time, great time, great time. Oh. So I just heard it today. I'm pretty sure it came out just on Thursday. So it's a great song, love it. And that inspired me to make a playlist of all my favorite songs right now. And we're going to post it on...
I love it!
On the Lab Partners Instagram. And each month I will give a playlist of my...
Surprise!
My favorite songs. Some of them in this playlist right now are not... they're not new. Some of them are like months old that I'm just still jamming to, but...
I promise you, everyone listening, no matter what music you're into, you're gonna be down for this shit. I don't ever make playlists anymore. I literally go, I stalk Lou's Apple Music and look at what he's listening to. And then I listen to what
it also, I'm gonna say something too, like I'm usually very well versed, but sometimes if more of good hip hop music is coming out that month, then you might get more hip hop. If it's more pop, like right now, I feel like it's a lot of pop and dance that's on there because that's like what's I feel like I'm more into in the moment, and that's what's coming out more of. But as the months go on, you might not get, you know, like if this playlist isn't for you, then maybe another playlist might be, you know, because
but you're fair to not only
it's really just what's coming out, because obviously if I made playlists of my favorite songs, all like, you know, of all whatever, then I would have a lot of all genres, but sometimes it might be one genre heavy or two, but that's because of what's coming out, you know. So
absolutely. One of my favorite playlists is my birthday playlist that you made for me as a birthday present one year. And I listen to it all the time.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Our friendship playlist. That's a good one. It has all our songs on it. Mm-hmm. Such a good one. So Lou's really good at making playlists. I am so excited. Honestly, you don't need to do this for the podcast. You could just do this for me. So great. Right.
Well, I just feel like, you know, it's something else we could share with the people, you know?
Love that. Love that.
More content.
You not only get... Yeah, you don't even just get one recommendation. You get like a whole playlist worth of shit to listen to. Yeah. Love it.
Love it.
All right, guys. Well, it's been a lot of fun. Not only did we lose a partner, but we gained a whole new, gosh, what would we call that? Not segment, but like situation?
We gained a whole new situation, guys.
A whole new situation we gained over here of a playlist that we're going to be, well, we're not delivering it. Lou is. And
if you have, if you and Allie, if you and Bix have submissions, you can send it to me and maybe I'll add them if they're good.
Oh, maybe. We're still working on those jokes to get the casket emoji that you said you only give when it's a really funny joke. Yeah, we're working on that.
Well, also you got to give me good songs if you're going to make the playlist. So
also we have to get Bax back in the band. I was just about to say we have to get Bix back in the band because,
Well, next week. There's always next week.
Next week. So we'll be here again, guys, next week, all three of us. But it's been nice having you guys just to ourselves.
Yeah. We figured it was better than just ghosting you guys for a week.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Imagine if we had planned the topic ghosting and then we ghosted our audience. So on brand. I love that. Wow. Maybe we should just not post this episode.
And ghosts. And ghosts. And we dissected ghosting without you even realizing it. All right. Well, it's been fun. And
we love you.
Gotta love them.
Hope you enjoyed your time in the lab. New episodes drop every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to your podcasts.
Our cover art is by Lauren Satchwell at Little Toe Knife on Instagram. And our theme song, it's by me, bitch. The song is Bed Together, and it's produced by Zaro Vega at Zaro Vega on Instagram.
Oh, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram. You can find us at Lab Partners Pod. And if you're digging the dissections, let us know by giving us a review and a rating. Also, you can send any topic that needs our dissection right on over to labpartnerspod@gmail.com. See you in the lab. Gotta love them.